This is What's Trending Today. People in the United States are concerned that a report on a recent episode of the conservative talk show The O'Reilly Factor represented Chinese Americans in a negative, unfunny way. Bill O'Reilly's show is one of the most popular programs on the Fox News Channel in the U.S. In some episodes of the program, Fox News reporter Jesse Waters provides what is supposed to be a funny video examining a part of American life. The special segment is called Waters' World. In his reports, Waters asks people he meets on the street questions related to the topic of the video. For example, he once asked people on the street, "What are you afraid of?" In another episode, he showed people photos of famous Americans like Marilyn Monroe, Frank Sinatra, and Elvis Presley, and asked people if they knew who they were. In one recent episode, he went to New York City's Little Italy neighborhood to attend a festival. He tried a lot of traditional Italian foods and joked about how to pronounce certain Italian words. After the recent debate between U.S. presidential candidates Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, Waters went to the Chinatown neighborhood of New York City to ask questions. He decided to speak with Chinese Americans because Trump mentioned China several times during the debate. He asked one man if he knew karate. Karate is actually a Japanese martial art. He asked an elderly woman who did not seem to speak English questions about the election. After she could not answer, a scene played from an old movie with the woman yelling, "Speak! Speak! Why don't you speak?" He also used an old joke. Do they call Chinese food in China just food? Many people said Waters' latest report was racist and aggressive toward Asian Americans. A New York Times sports reporter wrote on Twitter, "It's 2016. Here is a person from Fox News going to Chinatown and asking people if they know karate." Even New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said the vile, racist behavior of Fox's Jesse Waters in Chinatown has no place in our city. After the criticism, Waters did apologize. He also said that his reports are not to be taken seriously. He wrote on Twitter, "My man-on-the-street interviews are meant to be taken as tongue-in-cheek, and I regret if anyone found offense." And that's What's Trending Today. I'm Dan Friedel.